In a conference call with media, Cuomo said the victim is an 82-year-old woman in Brooklyn who had a pre-existing respiratory disease of emphysema.
She then contracted the coronavirus on top of the emphysema, and she passed.
The governor says the State Department of Financial Services will require insurance companies to waive copays for telehealth visits. The aim is to encourage New Yorkers to seek medical attention from their homes rather than visit an already overwhelmed hospital or doctor's office. He says it will help reduce the strain on the healthcare system as well as prevent further spread of the virus.
We are encouraging people to use telemedicine. When the anxiety is high, people have some symptoms, they're anxious, is this coronavirus or is this just a flu, is it just a cold? We don't want them to go to emergency rooms. The emergency rooms back up. If you do have a coronavirus, we don't want you walking into an emergency room and possibly infecting other people and staff. And if you don't have the coronavirus, we don't want you going to an emergency room where other people may have the coronavirus.
Cuomo says he also wants to add a second drive-through testing center in Long Island in the next few days, modeled on one now operating in virus hotspot New Rochelle. The governor says he's signing an executive order to let schools in the state be open less than the required 180 days per year and still be able to qualify for aid. Many schools have made the decision to close their doors for a few weeks. The governor says for now he's not recommending that schools close. He's leaving that decision up to the individual districts. But if a child, teacher, or staff member tests positive for the coronavirus, then a school will be automatically shut down for 24 hours to clean the building and assess the situation. The governor says he is recommending that the political campaign petitioning process, which is underway for June primaries, be halted. He says he's talking with legislative leaders about how to change the rules for how a candidate qualifies to be on the ballot. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.